The play, written in 1959, is a spoof of 19th-century operettas, and it's been a popular choice for high school musicals for decades. But the storyline includes an Indian warrior kidnapping a white girl and threatening to rape her. And Indian characters in the play speak in the pidgin English of 1950s westerns. Matt Stewart, who heads the Native American Student Association at UW-La Crosse, says the play is offensive because it promotes the idea that Indians were savages that white men had to tame.
To create this idea of the frontier, first Native people had to be dehumanized. So to have the play set up in this way, I think is wholly offensive to myself, but also to most Native people.
Complaints from Stewart and members of the Indian Education Association prompted the high school principal to cancel performances of the play at the school, but a local group that sponsors the annual Wild West Days in Viroqua rented a downtown theater so the play can be performed tonight. Viroqua High School teacher Sherry Getter is directing it. She says she's removed words from the script like savage to make it more politically correct, and she's changed the name of one song called I'm a Heap Big Indian to I'm a Proud Lakota. She says the controversy surrounding the play has been an opportunity to teach students both about racism and censorship.
Our students have learned a great deal more than stage directions, characterization, lines, and lyrics. Yes, they've learned more about Native American culture, but they've also learned more about working together and exercising their rights.
Getter says if she'd canceled the play, it would have set a precedent for banning other plays with ethnic content.
My concern is, what piece of literature can you do? If this is the case, our library would be, depleted.
Opponents of the play will hold a protest outside the Temple Theater in Viroqua tonight when the play opens. Matt Stewart says the message of the protesters is that the images in the play hurt people.
These people now cannot say that they did not know that this is hurting a group of people. They cannot claim that they were not using racism because they now know that they are.
Little Mary Sunshine has created controversy in Wisconsin before. Nicolet College in Rhinelander canceled a performance of it in the 1980s after Chippewa tribal members protested. Protests are also planned next spring in New York at the opening of a $10 million off-Broadway production of the musical. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.